house, morning mad house, oh, morning mad house, yeah. Morning mad house, yeah. Morning mad house, morning mad house, yeah. Wake up with us early in the morning. Ooh. Turn it up, we got something for the yawning. Ooh. No limit, Larry, Larry mad, you get the picture. Yeah. Morning mad house for breakfast, we in the kitchen. Morning mad house, morning mad house. What the f- wrong with Burpee is something they can't fix. Incognito in the kitchen with the mix. Loud in your neighborhood, waving hey to you. Hey. Jessica coming with the nosy neighbor. Hey. Are you dumb? We the biggest, hope you playing it smart. Good morning, Shaw. Man, we came to tear the city apart. Whoa. Morning mad house, yeah. Morning mad house, yeah. Morning mad house, morning mad house, whoa. Morning mad house, yeah. Morning mad house, yeah. Morning mad house, morning mad house, whoa.
Yeah, another layer of the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and IB. Y'all know what it is. It's a wet Miss Jessica.
Friday fun day.
Oh, we locked and loaded. Boy, a little bit of rain out there for y'all this morning. I told y'all it was coming in. It's going to be here almost all day long. We're going to be dealing with rain, cloud cover, 63 degrees. Are you taking them kids to the bus stop this morning? You know what you're going to need? You're going to need a little umbrella, a little raincoat, and they're going to need that one all day long, man. The rain is not going anywhere. Temperature's going to top out right near 75. Rain is going to be with us until tomorrow, on and off. Then it's going to clear out by tomorrow afternoon. For all, everybody that's going out to them proms and everything, it's going to be hype by the time prom hit tomorrow night. And shout out to everybody coming out to the all-county prom tomorrow night up in Salisbury, Rowan County. That thing going to be litty in the city. Henny Mad out with me this morning. Y'all say what up to me, Jessica, the girl net dope.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. We're all in our places with bright smiling faces, and this is the way we start our new day. Good morning, everyone.
How you feeling?
I'm wonderful. How are you doing?
I'm good, man. Welcome to the Friday Fun Day. Actually, you know what I'm enjoying right now, Miss Jessica, is the fact that we get to go back to these schools, you know, because we've been not been able to go to the schools for almost 2 years.
Yeah.
So now this year with the EOGs, EOCs, and they doing block parties and pep rallies, man, salute to all the schools. Man, it just feel good to be back in there talking to the kids and talking to the teens and seeing what they got going on in these classrooms. So shout out to all of them out there. I'll be headed over to Garinger High School today. Your school.
Yeah.
School you support heavies.
Yeah.
So shout out to the G-Code. They're having a big block party today, so I'll be over there for that. Yeah, so it just feel good to be doing that again, cause, man, we miss y'all in the schools. And every single time I go to one of them, they always ask the question. When is Cheerleading Friday coming back?
Yeah.
They want to know when is Cheerleading Friday. They talking about, boy, we ready. And I'm talking about from middle school to high school, a lot of them cheerleaders, you know, they look forward to Cheerleading Friday. Whether their school was on or not, they still listen to it and they still appreciate it. So
listen, I can't wait to miss Cheerleader
we
Friday.
We do too. We used to shake the building.
Now I'm ready for Cheerleader Friday to come back.
We definitely used to shake the building to make everybody show mad. So yeah, I can't wait to we get to bring that back. But shout out to all the teams out there. And big shout out to if you watching basketball last night, the NBA was crazy. Yeah, Miami Heat. I don't know how they keep on doing it, but they keep on pushing. The Miami Heat punched their ticket to the Eastern Conference Finals behind Jimmy Butler. They went ahead and eliminated the Philadelphia 76ers last night. And on the West Coast games, Luka, boy, that boy, I don't know where that boy from, but Luka Doncic, he be telling them, you too small. He did it again. He's averaging 33 penutos in the playoffs, and Dallas forced the Game 7 on Phoenix, so that's going to be a crazy series. That Game 7 going to be like that. So, yeah, if you missed some NBA action last night, there's your update. Today's Inspirational Power Word of the Morning is coming from Pastor R.J. Davis of Nations Forward Community Church.
Good morning. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this is your moment of inspiration. Thomas Jefferson observed that a candle loses nothing when it lights another candle. But most people believe that sharing means losing something. That's not true. Every person possesses one of two mindsets, scarcity or abundance. Either you believe there's only so much to go around, so you have to scrap for everything you can and protect whatever you have at all costs. Or you believe that there is always enough to go around. You believe in sharing what you have, knowing that there is more than enough. The Bible expounds on these two mindsets and teaches us that a hoarder holds on to the little they have and receives no more, while a generous and cheerful giver gives and is rewarded with abundance. Which one are you? I challenge you today to have an abundant mindset. Having this attitude can make all the difference in your life. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this has been your moment of inspiration on Power 98.
No, Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. 601, 1 minute out to 6 o'clock. Today's high is going to top out right near 75. Rain in the forecast all day long. Hold it steady right now, about 63 degrees at the bus stop this morning. All right, y'all know what time it is. It's time for that Madhouse question of the day.
Let's talk about who? Let's talk about who? Let's talk about who? Let's talk about.
It is Friday the 13th. So we are asking you today for our Madhouse question of the day. Are you superstitious?
Yeah, a little bit, but not too much. You know what I mean? We got some family superstitions that we believe in, like don't sweep somebody's feet or they go into jail, stuff like that. But not too much, though. But you like Friday the 13th? Yeah, I ain't superstitious about that. But yeah, we got some family superstitions that we believe in. What about you?
If someone were to ask me right out, are you superstitious? The answer to that question, I would probably answer that no. Mm-hmm. However, I'm cautious.
I got you. Do you split a pole?
I don't split no poles.
See, that's superstitious.
I don't split no poles.
Yep. It make you think about it, though. Like,
but the one that I do not do, I do not split no poles. I do not do that at all. And I don't allow people to do it around me. I don't like that. I don't like that. I split a pole one time and got my ass beat up during dodgeball in school one day in PE.
You think it was because of you split a pole?
I don't know, but I ain't going to risk it.
I got you. It's a lot of people that don't step on a crack, you break your mama back, stuff like that. All right, how do we get in on this?
Go to our Instagram pages at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry, at Just Burpee, even though he's not here today. He might want to participate. Or you can leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780.
No Limit Larry and the Morning Madhouse's question of the day.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
Y'all know.
Man, these folks got hit his no cap. No cap. No cap.
Of reports that COVID-19's death toll in the United States has reached 1 million. President Joe Biden ordered that American flags be flown at half staff to honor the victims of this pandemic. He said, "Today we mark a tragic milestone. 1 million Americans lost to COVID-19. 1 million empty chairs around dinner tables. Each an irreplaceable loss, each leaving behind a family, community, and a nation forever changed because of this pandemic." Now, in accordance with Biden's order, American flags will be flown at half staff from sunrise until sunset on May 16th, this Monday coming up. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie!
Yes, that. Little bit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Boy Gunna and Young Thug. Speaking of Gunna, since we just dropped that Pusha P, you know they had a court appearance on yesterday or day before yesterday, and both of them had their bond denied. As we probably knew that was coming up in a RICO case, because most times in a RICO case, you don't get a bond, and they did not get a bond. They both were denied bond. And so they'll be setting up their court dates to see what's happening. What's going to happen with Young Thug and YSL, man, the indictment, though. If you've been following this and you've read that indictment, whoo, if you haven't read that indictment, when you get a chance, boy, whoo, boy, they trying to fry these boys up for real, for real. It's pretty crucial for these two guys and everybody else involved. 29 count indictment now. Going against Young Thug, YSL, Young Slime Life gang. So it's crazy. All right, some more news about Gunna, too. You know, he wore a hoodie in his mugshot. And that hoodie that he wore, actually, the sales for that hoodie tripled overnight. That's crazy. All right, man, coming up inside the Madhouse, you know what it is. Lullaby Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's Club for new hip-hop and R&B. Today's high is going to be right near 75, rain in the forecast, on and off most of the day. 63 degrees if you're headed out the house right now. You got to go to that bus stop, take them kids to that bus stop. You know what time it is inside the Madhouse. It's a Friday, and it's time for us to find out what's popping this weekend, baby.
Oh, my God, it's the weekend. Hands up for the weekend. It's 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 the weekend.
98 presents, indeed, well, we support the Professional Partners Golf Group and About Your House as they present the Tools in Schools Charity Golf Tournament. It's going down Thursday, May 19th at the Emerald Lakes Golf Club. You can help us teach our kids about the trade industry. Log on to puttoolsinschools.org for more information about that.
All right, well, you know a lot of stuff popping this weekend. Jessica, I know them albums dropped today.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, you can check out the new single from DaBaby. It's called Wig.
I like it.
He dropped that one. He dropped that one earlier this week. You may not know about it, but you all can check that one out. DaBaby is called Wig. And everybody has been waiting for this one, talking about Kendrick Lamar. It's called Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers. It is finally here. We are finally getting the album from Kendrick Lamar. You all can check that one out. It dropped today.
My boy Lil Donna dropped today too. Lil Donna.
Okay.
Lil Donna dropped. I don't know if it's an EP or something, but he dropped today too. So y'all, you know, all y'all ladies out there who support Lil Donna and the Lil Donna movement, I like the guy, man. He a real cool dude. Y'all go cop that one too. Also, man, I know a lot of people like to go to the movies. You know, Burpee usually hits y'all with the movies, but he out today. So I got y'all. You want to go check out a movie, Firestarter? Did you ever watch? You know, this is a remake. You ever watch the old movie Firestarter? I used to love this little movie. Little girl get mad and set everything on fire. Well, that's out today. It actually got bad reviews on the critics, and the audience actually reviewed this one bad. Great, a movie that got great reviews though from the critics and the regular people. No Vacancy is out today.
Okay.
No Vacancy is out today. It got 94% from the people and about 88% from the critics. So go check that one out. Still in theaters, Bad Guys. That also, you know, that's a kid cartoon. You go check that one out for the kids. That actually also got great reviews. And Doctor Strange, the Multiverse of Madness, is also out. You go check that out. The Multiverse of Madness.
The Multiverse of Madness.
Yeah, go check that one out. And Sonic the Hedgehog 2 is still in theaters. You want to go to the club this weekend? You know what Power 98 at? Tonight, Burpee will be live at the Hive. You know, that's located at 300 North College Street. Everybody's getting in free till 11:30. So go check that one out. And then tomorrow night, you can check out B-Notes. He's going to be hanging out with DJ Butterfingers at the Monarch Room on Saturday. So you can check that one out. And then tomorrow night, I'll be hanging out up in Salisbury. We're going to be hanging out for the All-County Prom. They started it last year because of COVID. You know, a lot of schools couldn't have prom. So they put them all together and had one big one. So they're doing it again this year. And it's damn near sold out. So shout out to everybody going to come out there and put that stuff on. We select the king of the night and the queen of the night. So y'all come on out there. Salisbury, Rowan County. I see y'all tomorrow night. Shout out to my boy Thomas, a.k.a. the main event, a.k.a. Mr. Social. Gotcha. All right, man. That's what's popping for the weekend.
Good morning. Today is a wonderful day.
Best in the morning.
No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse, 5:50 till 10 a.m. on Power 98.
Going to the moon with it. No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. 64 degrees outside. Rain still falling. High today is going to be right near 75. It's time to let y'all shine.
Shining from a mile. Queen City put the shine on the crown. Shout out to everybody out here, Boston. You know we gotta shine, big flossing. Yeah. I wanna send a shout out to my people out here handling the business. Real, I'ma tell the whole city that you. My girls and my fellas, you love them, then tell them. Make sure they get the flowers while they can still smell them.
Power 98, good morning. Who you trying to let shine?
Yeah, good morning. This is Big Dizzy. I wanna let my Miami Heat shine, man, for advancing to the Eastern Conference Finals. Shout out to the Miami Heat.
Shout out to the Miami Heat. Shout out to Jimmy Butler. Good morning. Who you let shine in the morning?
I like to let my little girl shine, Chloe Hemphill. She just got accepted to Limestone College.
Limestone!
Congratulations! Power 98, good morning. Who's trying to let shine? Hello?
I'll let my little brother Corey shine.
Oh.
Why do you want to let him shine?
Okay. Good morning. Who you want to let shine this morning?
I want to let my son Kingston shine, and I want to tell Kingston he did great on his MAP scores this week during testing, and I'm so proud of you, my boy. Let's go to third grade.
Yes! Let's go to third grade, my boy. Let's go, my boy. Yeah. We got somebody else online? Okay. I got two shines that I want to send a shine. I want to send a shine to my little cousin, Lauren Leeper, who graduated yesterday. So congratulations, Lauren. Love you. And I also had two other cousins, a daddy-son duo, that both graduated yesterday. So shout out to my cousins Randy and Josh that both graduated from CP yesterday. Shout out to them.
I got one for us too.
Okay.
Our big dog, our big homie, we give him a lot of hell when he come through the madhouse.
Okay.
My man Han Solo.
Yes.
He getting ready to graduate from our alma mater, JC.
You
Hans has been in the school 9 years.
Don't do that to him for nine damn years. Don't do that.
Hans, thank you, supermodel. He been at Johnson Smith.
You started off with. Well.
Shout out to Hans.
Hans does think he's supermodel now.
Finally about to graduate after 9 years.
Don't do
of
that.
Struggling
don't,
and bubbling.
Don't do that to him.
It's the truth.
Don't do that. That man is a BP at the bank.
He a BP. He's 9 years in school. He finally got it though.
And that also made me think about my homie Sham, who is also graduating from Johnson C. Smith this week, and he's graduating from the master's program over there, getting his master's degree in social work. Congratulations to you, Sham. Hey, Marquita.
Hans, we proud of you, big dog.
Don't you do Hans like that now.
9 long years.
It has not been 9 years.
Okay, 11.
It is not.
Let it shine.
I'm gonna let it shine.
The connect. We are always connected to the major outlet. We always charged up. It's the plug. Power 98.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News. Quickie.
Y'all know.
Man, these folks got to hit his shit. No cap.
All right, coming up, I've got your Nosy Neighbor News. Your quickie is being brought to you by Hive Charlotte. That's right. We are hanging out at Hive Charlotte each and every Friday night, including tonight from 10 p.m. until midnight, broadcasting live. This is the newest, hottest party spot in Uptown Charlotte. 300 North College Street, ladies, get in for free until 11:30. Drink specials all night long. And that VIP is available. Just go to 7rooms.com for more details about that or power98fm.com. Travis Scott, man. This fallout from the Astro World Festival continues. I'm going to let you know what's going on with him. Joe Budden has something new for you. Going to let you know what that is. And this athlete is being put on blast. Who is it?
An athlete being put on blast? I'm going to say LeBron James.
All right. Find out who it is coming up next in your Nosy Neighbor News.
I want to know what it is. Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie. What's going on, Nosy Neighbors? It's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It is time for your Nosy Neighbor News for Friday the 13th. Travis Scott has been named in a wrongful death lawsuit stemming from his Astroworld Festival. The woman claims that because she was trampled at the festival, she suffered a miscarriage. In the lawsuit, she claims that the defendants failed to plan, design, manage, operate, and staff and supervise the event, which caused her injuries and the loss of her unborn child. Young Thug and Gunna have been denied bond in their federal racketeering cases at this moment.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Is facing 7 new felony charges in a case that has nothing to do with the one involving YSL. The judge deemed the rapper and CEO a flight risk. Young Thug's father, Jeffrey Williams Sr., is speaking out. He says that his son has been wrongfully accused and will fight until the end to prove his innocence.
That's what I'm talking about, Daddy.
An IG model is putting NFL player Richard Sherman on blast. She says that she not only had a relationship with the NFL player, she claims that he is also the father of her young son. She hopped on social media to share the text messages between the two, seemingly confirming their relationship. And she also claims that Richard has not done anything for the child since his birth. Joe Budden just announced his next project. He recently announced his show is going to be called Music Lovers Only, with Joe Budden is going to show off his love of music and take listeners on a musical ride of his favorite tracks. The show can be heard on the new Amazon Radio app, AMP, beginning on May 16th at 5 p.m. Happy birthday to Stevie Wonder and Pusha T. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Jessica,
the neighborhood.
Hey, Power 98.
Tapped in to No Limit Larry in the morning madhouse. Coming up at 7:40 a.m. It's the hottest hashtag on IG. Find out why Larry's mad. Only on Power 98.
No Limit Larry, the morning madhouse. Y'all is plugged for new hip hop and R&B. You know who that is? That boy right now, Jack Harlow, man. Shout out to Jack Harlow. Y'all know what time it is? It is 7:40. It's time for the hottest hashtag on Instagram. Hashtag Larry Mad.
Woke up this morning with something on his mind. Larry is mad. Now let's see why.
I'm mad.
I'm mad.
Are you mad? Mad.
Mad.
Are we mad? Mad.
All right, well, we about to go to Pigeon Forge. That's right, Pigeon Forge. That's where Power 98 want to see you, too. Power 98 has your chance to win an exciting trip to Dollywood and Pigeon Forge. The prize package includes 3 nights of lodging, passes to Dollywood, and more. You can enter to win at power98fm.com. All right, today, Larry is mad at the laws. That's right, mad at the laws in Texas. Okay, so this is what happened. A woman was dating a man. She had left, went to the store, came back home, and found the man that she was dating in bed naked with her 7-year-old daughter. She confronted the man. The man ran out of the house. She jumped into her car and proceeded to run the man over. Or tried to run the man over. She was arrested for attempted murder. He was arrested for being naked in the bed with the 7-year-old. However, I'm mad at the fact they arrested this woman. We need I understand law. That's what we need. I understand, huh?
I said, not an I understand law.
Yes, Jessica, I understand law. This lady should not be, she should not be in jail. Like, what you expect her to do? You know they got laws, alienation of affection and stuff like that. Like, if you with somebody, woman, and they do something to you, like, you can get off of that. And, you know, so this needs to be the same thing. You in bed with my 7-year-old daughter butt naked, you deserve to be ran over. He deserved to be ran over 2-3 times. Nah, they shouldn't arrest this woman. They always running around talking about free this person and free that person. Like a lot of folks out there screaming free Young Thug and free Gunna. Free this woman that ran this man over. I wish I knew her name. I forgot her name this morning. But the lady down in Texas that ran the man over for being in bed naked with her 7-year-old daughter. Free that woman. That's the type of people that need to be freed. She should not be in jail. No. They got laws for standing your ground and stuff like that. Yeah, this need to fall up under standing your ground somewhere. We need new laws. We got to rewrite the law books. No, this lady should not be in jail. Ain't no way. Ain't no way. I know you freaking lying. But, you know, you got to be careful who you let around your kids.
kids. This is for the ladies and the fellas. You got to be careful, man, because there's some nasty people out here. Just nasty, bro. Just nasty. Run them over 2-3 times. What you doing, man, with a Samuel? You ought to... Ooh, cut it off, boss. Hit the hashtag and see what else I've been mad about. Y'all know what time it is. Usually Burpee here to do these shots, but Burpee is out today. He left me the gun.
They shooting. Oh, shots fired. Shots fired. My ass up like a Glock 9. Glock 9. If Burpee feel the type of way, yeah, we putting you on blast. You the dummy of the day.
You they shooting.
Straight out the booth. Ooh. Bring that ass here. Yeah. Finna take off your roof. Let them know how you feel. Put a thing on your hip ball. The English is real. Your Burpee let a clip off.
Boom, boom, boom.
Shots fired.
Oh. We gonna start in the ATL. Shout it, ATL. Shout it, Young Thug. Gunna locked up, boy. 29, 35, 45 counts in an indictment. Woo, you talking about the shots. You know who find the shots? The government. The state is firing the shots down there. They locked their ass up.
They shooting.
Boom, boom, boom.
Shots fired.
Young Thug, we always had questions about Young Thug. Was he this? Was he that? Well... Some people are saying, well, Young Thug, you're going to be at home. You're going to be all right in there. You're going to be all right. Young Thug once said that if he was facing some years in prison, that he was going to get some breast implants so that he can go to the women's prison. Well, Young Thug, you might want to call that doctor, big dog.
They shoot.
Boom, boom, boom.
Shots fired.
You might want to go and call him up, boy. Yeah, the way it's looking. How many counts you said he had? 9 felony counts, Jessica?
It's like 7.
7 additional to the 2 he already had. That's 9. Count them up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. They do got some good news in this case, though. It is not a federal case, so they got a chance. They got a chance, Miss Jessica. They got a chance. But that new DA down in Atlanta say she is not playing. She is locking y'all black asses up, and she want to lock you up and throw away the key.
They shooting.
Boom, boom, boom.
Shots fired.
James damn Harden. James Harden, you know, now of the Philadelphia 76ers. He done bounced all around the league. But every team James get on. James Harden, they call him the beard. Well, he need to cut his beard off because the beard power ain't working. James Harden is 9-13 in elimination games. He went to OKC. He didn't show up in the playoffs, in the finals. He went to Houston. Hell, I think they still trying to find James Harden in Houston. Now, then he went with KD. Woo, he went with KD in up there with the Brooklyn Nets. He ain't do nothing up there. Last night, in an elimination game, James Harden took 2 shots in the second half. You getting paid $44 million a year and you took 2 shots? I know some boys on the playground take more shots than James Harden. James Harden, cut your damn beard off. It ain't working.
They shooting.
Boom, boom, boom.
Shots fired.
It stink. It got to stink. His beard got to stink. Is he be slobbing and everything on the court?
Yeah.
I think his beard stinks.
They shooting.
Put the gun away, guys. Put the gun away.
I have one more. I can't.
Go ahead.
I can't find the last shot.
Go ahead.
I'll put it away.
No, I'm not going to put it away. I got to talk about these laws, Jessica. I'm back on the Young Thug and Gunna thing. Now the prosecutors are talking about they want to use these boys' lyrics against them in these cases. Now, this is a law that they've been trying to do this, and people have been trying to get these this banned because they're saying music is art, rap is art. They ain't using nobody else lyrics against them. They ain't going to get Marilyn Manson when he's talking about biting people and doing all this and doing people in all his songs. Why they ain't going to get him? Why they ain't using none of his lyrics against him? They not arresting none of these white people that kill people on movies and saying that they serial killers. Why they ain't using that against them? Huh?
It's hard for them, man. Leave them people alone.
Leave them people alone. Them boys make music. And that's what they do. You cannot say music is a freedom of speech and it's an art form and then try to use their lyrics against them in the courtroom. Nah, we're not doing that, boss. We're not doing that. Hey! I'm putting the gun away, Jessica. I'm done.
And those were Burpee's thoughts. Think about it!
What you thought?
It's the Nosy Neighbor News, quickie.
Y'all know.
Man, these folks got to hit his no cap.
Fresh off a successful run on the ABC series Black-ish, Anthony Anderson is now headed back to TV. You know, he just graduated from Howard University. The E! Network announced that the actor and his mother are going to star in a new reality show called Anthony Anderson and Mom European vacation. He and his mother, Doris, are going to go on a 6-week journey of Europe, and the series is going to follow them on that journey. Viewers are going to find out why Anthony loves his mother so much and all that she's done for him during her lifetime. No word on a premiere date yet, but I love Anthony Anderson. One, and Anthony Anderson and his mother together, oh, that's going to be a good time. She is hilarious. I cannot wait for this one to drop. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I want to know what it is Quickie's trying to fight.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
You can actually read more about that on our website, power98fm.com.
Nullivan Larry, the morning madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Y'all know on Fridays, man, we help you get your health together with Atrium Health. And in the building, in the madhouse this morning via telephone, we got Dr. Camila
McKissick.
McKissick, yeah.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Doc.
Thank you so much
What's
for inviting
on?
Me to be here. I am so glad to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
And, you know, today we're talking about mental health because, you know, with the state of the world right now, a lot of people are going through a lot of things. How important is our mental health right now?
Well, I have to say mental health is health. Our mental health affects our overall well-being. It includes our emotional, psychological, and social health. It affects how we think, feel, and act, how we respond to stress, how we get along with others, how we cope. It just affects everything. And good mental health is essential to our overall health and well-being.
What can people do? You know, I was having this conversation yesterday on social media. And, you know, when people think about mental health, of course, they go to therapists. They think about therapists, mm-hmm. right? But they mm-hmm. only think about going to therapists when they recognize that something is wrong. I think that just going to therapy to learn new strategies to deal with things like stress or something like that, that is also beneficial. What are some methods that people can use to help deal with their mental health?
Well, I absolutely agree that therapy is everyone is available and helpful to everyone. I always say that good mental health is a right for everyone and not a privilege. And so I think that anytime you're finding yourself struggling with just completing everyday tasks, maybe you're not finding as much joy and fulfillment as you once did. Maybe the activities and coping strategies that you used to use aren't working anymore. Maybe you're finding yourself drinking a little bit more than you used to. Maybe you're finding yourself not wanting to get up in the morning, just not wanting to do the things you used to do. And maybe you're just finding that things that used to work for you in the past just aren't working anymore. Or maybe you're finding that things that happened to you in your childhood are really affecting you in your adulthood and affecting your everyday life, your ability to connect with others, your ability to build relationships. So therapy is for everyone. It's greatly underutilized in our community, particularly by people of color. Mm-hmm. And so I would say to you that if you're struggling with anything or just thinking to yourself, I just need some better ways to cope with my life, with my everyday stressors, I encourage you to seek therapy because therapy is for everyone.
What are the top three things we need to be doing to enhance our mental health right now?
Well, the first thing I would say is to take care of yourself. Make sure you're getting plenty of rest. Make sure you are eating your meals. Make sure you're reaching out to folks. Make sure you're focused on your accomplishing your everyday goals. And make sure you are just generally taking care of yourself and reaching out to others. I would say those are the main things you want to do. And also, just know yourself and know when you're struggling. Know when things that have worked for you in the past aren't working anymore, and know when you might need some additional assistance or help, and reach out when you notice that you might need that help.
What can you do for someone as a friend and you notice that they might need to talk to somebody or they might be struggling? What can you do to help support that person?
Well, I would say to you, you know, relationships are so important. And when you notice that a friend or a family member might be struggling, I think the first step is just starting to have that conversation with them and coming from a place of love and care. So you want to be careful not to come from a place of judgment or accusation, like how come you don't want to do this anymore? How come you're not fun anymore, right? Because that can hurt someone's feelings or make them feel more drawn or make them want to separate more from you. So I would just say come from a place of love and care and offer to go with them. Maybe say to them, hey, you know, I've noticed that maybe struggling a little bit more than you have been in the past. I notice, I think that you might need some help, and I'll walk with you. I'll make the phone call with you. I'll reach out with you. I'll go to those appointments with you. I'll walk with you hand in hand through this process.
And, you know, piggybacking on Ms. Jessica's question, it's a little different when you're dealing with children. Mm-hmm. How do we do that when we're dealing with our kids? Because they go through so much, and they go through emotions, and they might not know how to express their emotions. So how do we as parents deal with our children when it comes to mental health?
You know, I think the most important thing we can do as parents is just to be open and honest with our children. Mm-hmm. I think and really, really notice what our children are going through. You know, in general, what the pandemic has shown us is that mental health is a definite need in our society and a definite struggle for so many people. You know, COVID-19 really affected all of us globally and in a major way. For our children, you know, who weren't in school for a significant periods of time, you know, that's really affected their growth and development, because school and social experiences and getting out and being with your peers is so important. And so for the last 2 years, children have really struggled with just having doing normal everyday activities. So I would say to you that if you're noticing that your child maybe is struggling with their grades, maybe is struggling with their peers, maybe isn't their grades are dropping or changing, or maybe they're making poor choices, or they seem more withdrawn, or they seem not to be wanting to do activities they used to do, I think just being open and honest about the conversation. I also think that we as parents are our children's greatest example, right? So as much as we have good mental health, normalize good mental health, normalize therapy, say it's okay not to be okay, it's okay to have these conversations, it's okay to work together to make things better, and also to, just like you would with your friend, be willing to walk hand in hand with your kids and say, hey, it's okay, I noticed these things about you, I want to get you some help and support, and you're going to walk with me, and we're going to do this together. But the biggest thing you want to notice in your children and in yourself is a change. If you're just noticing that things just aren't going the way they used to go, or you're just noticing that things that you used to do just aren't helping in the way that they did in the past, that's when you want to think about seeking help.
What are some resources for our listeners that they can use to start their mental health journey?
Well, I am so glad you asked that, because as I am a county employee, and so I want to talk to you a little bit about MEC Hope. So MEC Hope is a county-funded project that was developed based on Project Liberty, which was an organized citywide effort following 9/11. So after 9/11, New York City responded with funding for centralized behavioral health healthcare services to support its citizens. So similarly, MEC Hope is our county's response to the global pandemic for our citizens. It brings together a wide variety of service providers under one umbrella to offer assistance, including substance use and prevention services, counseling services for children, adults, and families, non-crisis peer support, homelessness services, and much, much more. These services are available for seniors, adults, youth, and family. The services of MEC Hope can be accessed, using mechope.gov/hope. Excuse me, that's mechnc.gov/hope. I want to say that one more time so everyone hears that clearly. The website that you want to go to is mechnc.gov/hope. And you'll notice that there are a variety of services, some of which are open and available 24/7 for support.
That is one of the resources we can use if we need help with mental health.
Yes, absolutely. And I want to emphasize that the services are completely free and county funded. So please, everybody, make sure you're checking out mechnc.gov/hope to access free county-funded behavioral health services.
Dr. Camila McKissick, hanging out with No Limit Larry in the Madhouse. We appreciate you and all that you're doing out here in the community.
Thank you so much, and thank you so much for having me today. It has been a pleasure.
No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Miss Jessica, we in here, and it's a what?
Friday Fun Day.
And we joined by funny comedian Michael Yo. What's up?
You know.
Michael, what's going on, man?
You know what? I'm just happy to be in Charlotte. I'm trying to figure out, like, what are y'all known for? Like, nobody can answer. What is Charlotte known for?
Robbing people.
Okay.
No. Do not do that.
No.
I would say the Hornets.
By 6 o'clock, the Michael,
Hornets. The Hornets are a basketball team.
Oh, the team that's never won a championship? Y'all know for that? Okay.
You ain't gonna hear that title shot.
But you know about that purple and that teal, though.
I do. So, Larry Johnson back in the day.
That's, so hello, Larry Johnson. Dale Curry.
I went to University of Arkansas with Larry. No. What, did he play for Arkansas?
No,
he was UNLV. I'm lying. But that was Corliss Williamson.
We've known for Grandmama for a long time. Larry Johnson put us on the map.
Yep.
Then Cam Newton.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Carolina Panthers.
No championship. Okay.
But
okay.
We went twice.
No, you did.
Three times.
I don't know.
We might not produce championship teams, but we produce champions.
That's right. You do.
Yes.
You do. And what food are y'all known for? Is it barbecue or?
Barbecue North Carolina.
North Carolina. All right. I'm just looking for
Charlotte,
something.
We know for pig feet and liver mush.
Okay.
Have you ever had liver mush?
Liver mush?
Yes.
No.
You might have to run up the store.
Oh, no. You don't have to. No, you don't.
You're going to run up to the store.
No, we good.
They sell it right here at the gas station.
What is Michael Yo known for? What is Michael Yo known for?
Oh, Michael Yo is known for comedy. Okay? He's known for TV. He's known for acting. He's known for hosting Wendy Williams when she was out. Yeah. That's what Michael Yo is known for. Okay, don't try to set me off.
We're going to go to the gas station to get you a liver mush.
No, I don't eat from the gas station, okay? I'm good.
Another thing that Charlotte is known for.
Gas stations?
Gas station food.
Oh, is it good?
Oh, yeah.
What's the name of your gas station?
It's one on the corner right here.
The corner where they serve the potato wedges and the liver mush sandwiches.
So they don't have names. It's just the corner.
No, we just know it by the food.
The corner. You don't even know the name of the gas station, do you?
You know it by the food.
The corner.
Welcome to Charlotte.
Charlotte used to be known for the chicken coop, but it closed down.
Okay.
Yeah,
chicken coop. Okay, I like it. Okay.
No, it was good food. Don't do that, Mike.
And why they close it if it was so good?
No, dude sold it.
He was in business for nine years
and he closed.
They had a line for miles for that weekend that it closed.
Look at that.
They didn't announce that it closed until like right before it was about to close because they knew it was going to be such a big
So I went to this place last time I was here 6 years ago. I went to a place called Mertz. Y'all know that place?
Yeah, Mertz.
That was good. That was good. Yeah.
Have you checked out the Midnight Diner since you've been here?
I just got here last night.
Okay, so
I
haven't checked. Diner,
I'm going to every place y'all go.
Yeah.
Y'all tell me to go, I'm going
to
go.
But you said you weren't going to go to the gas station.
I'm not going to the gas station. No. I refuse to go to the gas station.
Cuzzo's Cuisine. We know for that. Every artist and everybody that comes to the city stops to Cuzzo's Cuisine.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm down.
For seafood and wings.
Oh, see, that now we talking.
See, there you go.
Now we good. Yes.
Chicken and fish.
Yes.
Mac.
No liver mush. We good. No liver mush. I don't play the liver mush game, okay?
Mike, how was it doing when the Williams show, though?
Man, it was great. Let me tell you. After she went through her divorce, the set was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everybody was happy. And then I get a call saying she's going to be out for a while and we're going to bring her show back. And I was one of the hosts of the first time they brought the show back.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And it did really well. And then they tried out all these guest hosts. And I just had a feeling she wasn't coming back. Because you don't walk away from that much money unless something's wrong.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know what I mean? So I don't know what's wrong with her. Hopefully she'll get her life straight. Because her life is more important than a show.
Yeah, of course.
But I was talking to somebody walking up in the elevator with me. When she comes back, oh, it's going to be strong. And I think she will. Like, it'll be like 3 years because they probably got on lockdown on some contract for a couple of years where she can't do anything. But when she comes back, people want her.
She's in the news right now.
Yeah.
Because they said that Sherry Shepherd is getting the show.
Oh, yeah. It's done.
But Wendy has recently said, no, I'm coming back.
In September.
I thought you can't do that because Sherry Shepherd, I would assume that the contract is already done for
her. Look, it's about money. Well, they can pay Sherry Shepherd out, but it's about money. It all comes down to money. It's what the networks who are buying the show want. Do they want to go through this whole thing? Because they lost a lot of money with Wendy when she didn't come back.
Mm-hmm.
And with Sherry, they were like, well, even if the ratings aren't the same, at least we've sold it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So if I'm the distributor, I'm like, we know she's going to show up for work and we know they're going to get the product that we advertise. So it all comes down to money. So it's whether that company wants to take, it's Debmar, Mercury is the company, was whether they want to take that risk on Wendy Williams again or do that. Let's play it safe and go with Sherry.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And the people that filled in, this is what I always say, the people that filled in for Wendy, she built that house.
She did.
So we just walking in and kind of just hosting it for her. Now, when they tear that house down and you have to build it back up, that's a whole different story.
That's
whoever has to do that. If it's Sherry, I love Sherry.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not like filling in where you get ratings because she created that. When they tear that house down, you have to build your own house. We'll see how that goes.
Yeah, no doubt.
You know?
Did you ever meet her husband, Kevin?
Walked past him several times.
Okay, so.
I never met him, man. But it changed. It changed drastically.
Did he speak? I heard he's...
No, he never said anything.
Kevin, so I got a different relationship with Kevin. Like,
Do you know him?
Yeah, I know Kevin. So right. Kevin, to me, he's always been cool. And when she did our 500 show, they flew me up there. I came to the 500 show that she did. And me and Kevin hung out in the city and everything. And he told me, you know, all about the relationship and, you know, how they built and, you know, how it is managing her and being her husband.
Yeah.
You know, so I just didn't know if you had any relationship.
No, because,
with Kevin.
You know, the thing is, we could have personal relationships with people, and it's different from how their relationship is.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? So it's a thing where I felt the difference. The staff was happy. You know, they brought, I mean, it was top to bottom. It was a different show.
Yeah.
You know, but also, after he left, Wendy didn't come to work anymore. You know, so I don't know if it's the marriage thing. You know, it's tough. What Wendy, you know, a lot of people are very mean to her, too, because she gives her opinion. So when something bad happens to you, all that rains back. It comes back around. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I just wish her the best.
You know, she told me I'm the only radio personality to make her cry.
How'd you make her cry?
So I just asked her a question about her father and her being raised by her dad. I actually have the clip in here. But,
oh, really?
Yeah.
You making people cry?
I didn't mean to.
Are you going to make me cry?
No, I ain't going to make
you cry. You trying to make me cry?
No, you won't.
All you got to do is give me liver mush. I'll cry.
Liver mush.
No. See, that'll be like fear factor for me. You know, it'll be like, eat the liver mush. I'll be like, no.
How did you even get started with comedy and everything?
You know what? I was on Chelsea Lately.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I was on Chelsea Lately, and I was a reporter. Because what they did is they had three...
You was a real reporter?
For E! I would interview celebrities and everything.
Oh, I thought you were talking about like a news reporter.
Oh,
like,
no.
Somebody got shot tonight and...
Can you imagine? Well, somebody got shot tonight. No. They were trying to get liver mush at the corner store and...
That happens too.
But so they had comedians that would make fun of celebrities, and I interviewed them, so I would defend the celebrity. That was my shtick.
Okay.
And then Joe Coy became my mentor and said I was really funny, and he took me on the road for 3 years, and then everything kind of took off after that. You know, so I learned my way of comedy. I just dropped a brand new comedy special on YouTube. I funded it myself. Went over 175,000 views, and it's been a couple weeks. So watch that. It's called I Never Thought, and then come out to the shows this weekend. But that's how I got started.
I read that you played football.
University of Arkansas.
You seem like a basketball, football player, or
that's
soccer
right.
player.
I get stopped all the time, and I'm like, no, I got no talent. No talent. No talent at all. I got the look.
Were you doing comedy in college?
Oh, no. I just started comedy like 10 years ago.
Okay.
So it was a thing.
Were your teammates surprised when you sort of transitioned into this world? Or were you the team clown?
No, I was never a clown. Like, I'm not funny, like, in real life. Like, I'm serious. Yeah. You know, like, I'm
funny on stage.
I'm funny on stage. You know what I mean? I can turn it on. But, I remember the first time I ever did comedy in Houston. I went back home to Houston. And my friends that really know me were like, are you sure you want to do this?
Right.
Like, you're not funny, you know? Like, I'm like, no, I'm funny on stage, though. I'm funny, you know? And I was funny, you know? But it's the thing. I was never the class clown. I'm about that business in real life.
Yeah.
But on stage, I have a lot of fun, man. I talk about my family, so, yeah, it's fun.
What position did you play in football?
So I got recruited as an outside line. Got recruited as a receiver.
Okay.
And then I was like 260 pounds at one
For
time.
Real?
Oh, yeah. I played linebacker. In college, because we were big, and then I got too many concussions, and then I had to get out. I got too many concussions, couldn't play anymore.
Wow.
Yeah, it was, and this was before concussions were. This is when you like got your, they call it getting your bell rung.
Yeah.
You'd be like all dizzy, like, get back in there. You just got your bell. You just had a concussion. And they're like, get back in
there. I can't see them.
I'm running in the stands. I'm running around right there. No, go over there. Go over there.
And the way that you stated it, I got too many concussions. Yeah. What? Too many.
Too many. Because back then it was, you just got your bell. That was the same. Oh, yeah, you just got your bell rung. Go back in there. Wow. It's like, no, my brain just went through a car crash. You know? And I'm crazy right now.
We got more with Michael Yo.
Yo, let's do it.
No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. He's got to be at the Comedy Zone all weekend long. It's a plug. No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. We live in the studio with Michael Yo. He's got to be at the Comedy Zone. Mike, how many shows you got at the Comedy Zone?
I got two tonight, two tomorrow, and I don't appreciate how you don't like I didn't play with toys.
Yeah, I was about to say. Michael Yo is in here telling us about how he ain't play no games.
I didn't play no toys.
I didn't play with toys. What?
I didn't play with toys.
You know what they say about people who didn't play with toys?
No, what do they say?
They serial killers.
No. No. The only thing I kill is stages. You know what I mean? Okay.
Okay.
What you did there.
Now you see it. You see it.
So nah, why you didn't play with toys?
I didn't play with toys. I thought they were silly. I really thought they were silly.
Well, that's what a toy is.
I know, but I was grown. I was like six. Yeah. You know what I mean? I was too grown for toys.
Too grown for toys?
So now I don't like toys at all, right?
You still don't?
I still don't.
Wow.
And my kids, though, they love toys. So what do they say? Daddy, come play.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm playing with stuff I hate. Right, and then but I enjoy watching my kids play with them. So it's this weird thing where it's like, oh, I got to play with these toys at my age. Like,
what kind of toys are they playing with, Michael?
Like, you know, Peppa Pig.
Okay, so yeah. Peppa Pig, I can see. Yeah. Maybe. What yeah. else? I feel like there's no toy.
Who, for me?
Yeah.
No, the big toy was G.I. Joe.
I knew you were about to say.
And I thought that was so silly. I was like, why do I want to play with these fake
you
dolls?
You look like Hot Wheels.
A Hot Wheels. What am I going to do with that? it's not a real car. No, I didn't have toys. Ask my parents. To this day, my parents are like, he didn't play with it. You know what I play with? And I was...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
I would put a trash can on my head and walk around. That's what I played with, like boxes and and that's the whole thing. My son will get a brand new toy and play with the box first.
So they are now selling cardboard boxes in the store as toys.
Are they really?
I went to Target. I went to Target.
I would have called
time,
it Yo Box.
And it was a
Yo Box.
Yo Box.
Yo Box. Yo Box. Come on, kids, get Yo Box.
I went to Target one time. It was during the holiday season, and they had the box. It was a cardboard box.
Yeah.
And you could fold it and make it into a castle, but it was white so that you could draw on it and everything. It was nothing but a cardboard box.
That's it.
And
that's
they
it.
Are selling them.
I'm done.
But you see that? We in the wrong business.
We definitely in the wrong business. And you know, Mike, you know if a kid walk around with a trash can on their head, now they going to get them some medicine.
Today they would. Back then it was normal. Back then they were like,
Back then you were a robot.
That's right. I was a robot. I was a robot back then. Thank you. You see, I don't like toys because I was a toy. I was a robot.
Mike, how old are your kids?
My kids, 5 and 2. My son's 5 and my daughter's 2. Oh, yeah. So I'm in it. My wife is in it. I haven't seen real television in like 5 years. I watched Bluey. I watched Josh,
I don't know.
Blue's Clues?
Oh, Blue's Clues. Okay.
Yeah. No.
He's the new Josh.
Yeah, he's Steve.
He's great.
We're Steve.
Oh, yeah. Blue's Clues. Nah, see, I don't like Steve.
Who is this Josh?
You know what? Steve tries to pop in on Josh's show. Like, remember me? I don't remember
you. It's not Josh's show. It's Steve's show.
First of all, Steve needs to stay out of the show because his time is over. Okay? Let Josh shine. You know, I love Josh. Every time Steve popped back on, I'm like, dude, what are you doing?
Team Steve.
You know,
over
he's
here.
That dude that keeps, you know, like at the barbecue that say, oh, I was like this in high school. You should have seen. That's your
that's
guy.
Steve?
That's Steve.
I'm Team Steve.
No,
that's
Josh.
The only blues
what up, Josh?
Michael, yo, you know, we everybody seen the slap. So I run up on you on stage. What's going to happen?
Oh, they going to get their ass whooped. I mean, that's similar, unless they big, and then we pull in secure. But here's the real thing, is I think even normal people, audience, they're tired of it. Yeah. So I think that the whole place would jump that one person that jumps on stage.
Yeah, I think so.
And that's the difference. See, people don't understand. They saw Will Smith slap Chris Rock at a award show.
Oscars.
Those aren't real people there that will whip your ass. Right?
This is true.
And you saw what happened when they jumped Dave Chappelle.
Yep.
That's a real place.
Yeah, that was a real show.
And you saw that this dude all was like, you know what I mean?
I didn't think about that.
Like in a real place, you're going to get whooped.
BET Awards.
Yeah, you're going to get whooped in a real place.
Yeah, yeah.
At an award show that's on television, televised, nobody wants to look bad.
Right. Yeah.
Ain't going to do nothing. Right. But you saw, they grabbed that dude, took him back. Jamie Foxx was the first. He's like, no cameras. Jamie Foxx felt like the police. You know,
is it forgivable? Huh? Is it forgivable?
What, beating him up?
No, not that.
What?
Is Chris Rock you think that it's forgivable for Chris Rock?
Let me tell you, it's the best thing to ever happen to Chris Rock. You know how many books he's going to sell off of this? Yes, ticket sales went up.
Yeah.
Shoot, slap me. If I could sell out the comic, you could slap me right now. You know, over and over and over again. I'll take a slap for ticket. And did you see Will Smith? It didn't even look like he knew what he was going to do when he got up there.
Right, yeah. Right.
You know,
right.
He looked confused. Like,
what up?
And just slapped him. Like, and,
yeah.
And he didn't even, and for Chris Rock to be that small and took it. And that means he can't hit.
It was a slap, but it wasn't no slap.
No, it wasn't
like,
a slap.
I done seen dudes get slapped.
You see no slap contest?
Yeah.
Where they knock people out?
I done seen dudes in real life get slapped.
Yeah.
Like, but
no, that wasn't a slap.
That was a tap. That was like, yeah.
Yeah.
That was like a little brother, big brother slap.
But can you imagine that moment ruined Will Smith's 30 years in the industry? Now, everybody's going to remember that. But I would rather be the slapper than the one. That picture, every time you see Chris Rock in the future, like, yeah. It's just that shot of him, like, with the slap.
I think of anybody who could do this and be okay, I think it's Will Smith.
Oh, yeah, he'll be back.
I think Will Smith.
It's going to take a couple years.
He'll be back.
I mean, he's going to make another.
I mean, when you're at the level he is, when you got your own production company, you're still doing things like they ain't canceling Bel Air on Peacock.
No,
they're not canceling that. That's coming back to us for a second season.
And
so I think he's still gonna
make money.
He's definitely gonna make money.
And that's the thing is, when you're that rich, it's more ego than anything, because you're playing with house money all the time,
right? Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
But you want to still look good,
yeah,
and representable.
Yeah.
You know, and he doesn't right now. He doesn't. That's why he's in India or something meditating. It's true. He's in India right now.
He is.
He's meditating. That's the first thing
right.
They do is like, I gotta leave the country and meditate and work on myself.
Yeah, work on myself. My mental health. My mental health. Gotta work on my mental health for slapping people. You know?
And it wasn't even about Chris. You know, it was about Jada. So, you know.
Yeah. Well, you know, she probably been getting on his nerves, and it just came to him like, okay, I'm sick of it.
And she gave him that look. He laughed.
Yeah.
She looked at him, and if you married or been married, and you.
Absolutely.
Every man.
Absolutely.
Knows that look from their woman.
Absolutely.
That's like, oh, you laughing at the mother of your children? Is that what we doing today?
Does your wife give you that look?
Oh, my goodness. Yes. And the worst is you feel like you're in school, like a child when they do it, especially in a public place.
You gotta do something.
You be like, oh no, that's a bad idea. I don't know why I was laughing at that. I'm so stupid. Sorry, honey. Now, you know, because when you're married to be happy, like, you say I'm sorry a lot for stuff you ain't even sorry about. Like, I start every sentence with I'm sorry, and then I say whatever I gotta say. Just to cover.
Just in case.
I don't want to offend nobody.
How long you been married, Mike?
6 years.
Okay.
Talk about your family during your
act. Oh, yeah.
Do any of them get offended?
Well, the last special that I shot, I do want to take back a couple things off that special, because my wife, because I don't let anybody, not even my family, see the special. They're there, but they don't watch it, because I don't want to feel a certain way right after the show.
Yeah.
And so my parents and my wife saw it when everybody else saw it, and they were like, yo, we need to talk. My family was trying to cancel me. You know, like, forget about the audience. My family had problems with me. Oh, yeah. My mom didn't have a problem with this special. She found a clip of my first special 4 years ago, and she called me and goes, I never saw this. I was like, you were there. We watched this together. So I said a couple things in this last special that I don't like.
If you're watching on YouTube,
you probably like them, though.
Put it up on YouTube now.
Yeah, YouTube, Michael Yo, Y-O, and I never thought. But I will, in my next special, address those things. It is a couple things. It wasn't bad.
Yeah.
It wasn't bad, but I could see my wife's point.
Mm. So we got a comedian on our show. He's not here today, comedian Burpee.
Yeah.
And he says nothing is off limits in comedy. Do you feel the same way?
Yes, unless it's your wife. Because because your wife can make your life miserable. And she did for a day. But I said, baby, I'm going to make it up. I want to call my next special, I'm sorry. You know, and just start it off with all the things I'm sorry about from my last special.
Yeah.
And then not even about, people love it. If you look at the comments, people love it. My mom and my wife don't love it, though. So that's what's funny about it. I don't have a problem about getting canceled, except my own family. So I said a couple things. And here's the thing. The things I said were not even me saying it. It was like if I was somebody else saying it, but she still thinks I said it, you know?
Mike, you said it, Mike.
Yeah, you said it, Mike.
You said
No.
No, you said it.
The character.
No, I understand.
Not me.
I understand.
But I even, okay, put it like this.
Yeah, I understand.
Let me explain to something.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, oh, if I was alive 50 years ago, I would have said this. I wasn't alive 50 years, so I didn't really say it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying
okay.
The person 50 years ago said it because it was acceptable at the time. I would never say that.
Mike, I'm just sitting up here imagining you saying this to your wife.
That's what the argument. I was like, but you don't understand. This is a hypothetical, baby. I didn't say it.
Yeah, she gonna hypothetically stab you in the sleep.
You better get that trash can and put it up on your head.
We got more, Mike. Right. LMA, DFMU. Mike, don't DFMU. Don't mess it up.
Take Power 98 everywhere with our new mobile app from your app store. Be sure to follow us on all social media at Power 98 FM.
Yeah, tell a friend to tell a friend.
You got it locked to the plug. Power 98.
No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B, man. We live with comedian Michael Yo. He been in here killing it this morning.
You know, that's what we do. That's right.
Creator of the Yo Box.
The Yo Box. You know, hey kids, it's not my box, it's your box. You can make it
to
a
be
castle.
Confused with the other box.
Oh yes, that's a different box.
That's your box.
I don't. That's your box.
That's your box.
Yeah. I can't sell that box. Not legally, at least.
Not legally.
They come with charges and crimes.
Right? This ain't Las Vegas, okay? This ain't Vegas.
Can't tell that box.
No. We staying away from that one, you know.
It's a Comedy Zone this weekend, man. What time the show start?
I have no idea, but...
Ted is over there. Ted, what time the show start, man?
7:00 and 9:45.
Seven and nine forty-five. He didn't even look up.
So different from Mike.
So
from Mike.
He didn't even look at you. He was like 7:00 and 9:45.
Did you have the honor of meeting White Mike?
We call him White Mike from the Comedy Zone.
No.
So White Mike is what Ted is now. That's what White Mike was.
White Mike.
Ted is like no. Get it straight
to us. That's what.
But you know what? If Steve Harvey was white, he would look like Ted.
Sort of see a little bit of white Steve Harvey in Ted.
Right? That's what I'm saying.
A bit. That's a compliment.
It's a compliment. Ted, he is not having none of this.
I love Ted. Ted is so much.
He still has not looked up.
Even killed. He don't look up.
He don't look up.
Ted might not even smile at you.
No.
But he get the job done, though.
He ain't even move that microphone back.
No.
Said,
no.
Ted, what time did Ted?
Oh, he almost killed me on the way up here, though. He almost got in a wreck,
what
though.
What did Ted do?
Ted. But it was the other person's fault. You know how people just stop for no reason?
Yeah.
That person stopped, and we were like, hey, what's up? Ah!
Did Ted have road rage this morning?
No. He was cool. Man, let me tell you.
So cool.
His car stopped us. You know, Lee, you got that stop thing.
Yeah.
He's fancy. Okay. He got a Honda. You know, like a pilot.
New Honda.
My Honda don't do that.
Your Honda would keep going. It would hit the car and keep going.
He got a new Honda.
Ted got it going on, man. It's black on black. I love it. He supports black culture with his cars.
He got a black Honda.
He got black on black Honda. Ain't nothing white in that car except Ted. That's all I'm saying.
Ted, would you like to give us the phone number?
I knew Ted liked the black.
He don't know the phone number. Ted don't know.
I need to put you on the spot.
980-345. Some operators are standing by.
980-321-4702.
That ain't the number that Mike used to give us.
980-321-4702. Yeah, 4702. Okay. That is it. Yeah.
No, Mike was trying to get hooked up with some women.
What'd you say?
Maybe Mike used his own phone.
Now, that's a good possibility when it comes to White Mike.
Yeah, White Mike was trying to hook up.
4702.
Yeah.
So you got two shows tonight, two shows tomorrow.
That's right. And then I'm going to hit the area, you know, go a couple gas stations, and, you know, check out the cuisine from your corner stores. Because that's what you do here, I guess.
That to us, Mike.
The first thing I asked you, Larry, what I do. Oh, go to the corner store.
Jessica said that. I said get some liver mush.
She represents your show. She represents your show.
I said the Hornets.
The Hornets.
Okay.
How am I going to see the Hornets? Y'all don't make the playoffs. How am I supposed to see the Hornets?
Go drive by the arena.
You know where I'm going to go? Just sit in front of the arena? and hope somebody shows up?
We gonna be out there.
Are you gonna be here on Sunday?
No, but
you're gonna leave on Sunday.
Oh yeah.
Okay, because there's a flag football, high school flag football tournament. It's the first year that we've had.
It's gonna be dope.
Flag football in our high school.
That's gonna be dope. My son, I want my son to start that.
Yeah. That's gonna be dope.
He's five.
And it's gonna be at Panther Stadium.
So I
okay. Maybe. I'm trying, Mike.
No, it's great. I love all the activities. You know what you do have? Now. Yes, you got something. My show.
Yes.
That's what's going
on. Nice. The baseball team.
Oh,
we in town.
I heard y'all got a good soccer team.
They're new.
So I heard
we've been selling out the arena too.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But y'all don't play this week. But you know what I'm gonna see?
What?
I'm waiting. I'm gonna go straight to the box office. Y'all got Hamilton here.
Yeah,
it's the last two nights. Hamilton is one of my favorite places.
At Blumenthal. I think it's at Blumenthal Bell Theater. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't know Blumenthal.
Yeah, it's the name of Blumenthal.
You talking to me like I live here? Who's Blumenthal? Is that another place I need to? Do I need to meet Blumenthal?
Yeah.
What Blumenthal look like? Can you tell me what Blumenthal looks like? I would love to meet him.
Mike, okay, so I'm going to give you restaurants to go to again.
Okay.
Cuzzo's Cuisine.
Cuzzo's,
yeah.
Cuzzo's.
It's in the hood. I mean, by the hood, but yeah.
By the hood.
Yeah.
Okay, what's the hood here? What's the hood called?
It's off top. It's off Tuckasegee.
No.
You're not going.
No. I love
I should go. Okay.
Yeah, Cuzzo's.
I like the name.
You're not wrong. LaJuan Soul Food.
LaJuan. Is that better than Mertz?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Mertz going to be mad at you.
I'm kidding. I'll eat there anyway.
Oh, okay.
LaJuan's. That's on the south side.
Okay.
You got to check out Midnight Diner. This right here behind the radio station.
Okay. Midnight Diner.
Yeah. That's
what's so great about Midnight Diner?
Midnight Diner. But you eat grits?
Yeah. Come on now. I'm from Texas.
You know what you got to do? You got to mix your liver mush up in your grits.
No. Can we stop with the liver mush? I'm not eating anything called mush. I'm sorry. Especially when liver is in front of it. I wouldn't even eat grits if it was called grits mush.
But they do. They put the grits in the eggs and
yes,
the liver mush
you're right.
all together.
That's what they do. That's what they do. I do not do that. Okay?
But no, they got the best grits in the city, I promise.
Really?
Yes.
Right behind here?
Right behind here.
I'm going to go get some.
If you love breakfast food, I mean, all their food is good, but their breakfast, everybody loves their breakfast and their grits and their shrimp and grits.
Shrimp and grits. See that? Now we talking.
See,
but I got food poisoning from, like, I got to stay away from seafood.
Okay,
like,
I got you.
But I had sushi in Austin. There ain't no water in Austin.
That don't make sense. Why would you eat sushi in Austin?
I'm stupid. That's what happened.
I had food poison. It's the worst.
Let me tell you, it feels
ever.
Like you're dying.
Yeah. Oh, it's horrible.
It is the worst feeling.
Yeah.
It is. The food poison is terrible.
You from Houston?
Yeah.
Okay.
H-Town, ghetto boys.
I come to Houston every year for the Battle of the Bands.
I'll
be there in August.
What are you doing in Houston?
Battle of the Bands, National Battle of the Bands.
They do it
at NRG Stadium every year. And
I don't know if you, but this is high school. They had Willow Ridge, would always play Yates. And that was like the two best bands at that time back in the day. So yeah Battle of the Bands is huge. TSU,
yep,
and
yep.
all those schools. Yep.
Yep.
I know. It's crazy. I'm cultured.
Well, if you're in the city, man, pull up. I got you.
All right.
27th and 28th.
I'll meet you at the corner store. You know where. Have some. Some liver mush. Some liver mush, and we'll grab some high C. And
A quarter water. Yeah, quarter water.
We don't have it. That's New York stuff.
That?
I don't know what just happened. That's New York stuff.
Quarter water.
The Hugs. You know the Hugs?
No.
Y'all don't. No,
you got to show it to him.
They look like little barrels,
he know what they are.
And they have the foil on the top. What do you all call them?
I call it water.
No, it's not water. It's juice. It's actually a cup of sugar water.
Oh, I don't even know what that is.
You have to show it to him.
You know what it is.
No. Mike, what's your social media?
I love how you know. You know what it is.
That's how black people do. No, you
know. You
know
what it is. Even when you show it, I don't know. You be like, but you know.
You know it.
No, my social is at Michael Yo, Y-O on everything. And watch my new special on YouTube, Michael Yo.
And check him out at the Comedy Zone all weekend long. Two shows tonight.
They look like little grenades.
Same time tomorrow night.
They're grenades of sugar.
7:45 tomorrow night.
That's what that is.
Still available. 980-321-4702.
He's too nuts. They look like little grenades of juice. That's what they look like. Little grenade. They look like a grenade. It's just a grenade of sugar.
You've never had one?
No.
Don't give them to your kids.
Oh, no, I would have. No.
Are your kids vegan or, like, do you have
vegan? Vegan? Oh, see, now you stereotyping me. Because I'm from the West Coast. Is that why you said? Oh, are they vegan? Oh, since I don't eat liver mush, I'm vegan? You hear the reasoning behind it? Oh, well, since you don't eat liver much, you must
be something. You gotta be something.
My kids eat everything. Okay, like, cool. I know. I'm looking for a barbecue. I thought y'all had barbecue here, but apparently.
Definitely you can find some North Carolina barbecue.
Okay. Go to Max B's shop right down the street.
Oh, yes.
Max B's shop.
Right down the street.
Well, I'm going to get grits today.
Definitely get them grits, though. Get them grits.
They put butter in it.
Oh, yeah. Whatever you want them.
That's what's up right
there. They put liver mud.
No!
You told Mike where to go. Where should Mike stay away from?
Yeah, tell me one place to stay away from.
I'm not talking about restaurants. I was just talking about areas.
Just areas? If anybody tell you to go to Beatty's Fort Road out to 630, tell them.
Bay what?
Beatty's Fort Road, Nathan Fort Road, Tanglewood.
What'd you say, Tanglewood?
Tanglewood. Yeah.
Yeah.
North Charlotte, tell him. Hidden Valley, tell him, I ain't going over there.
Oh, I don't go anywhere called Hidden.
Hidden Valley was on.
No, that just sounds.
They was on Gangland.
Yeah, they were on Gangland.
Oh, okay, I'll pass. I'll stay away from
that. In the first 48.
Oh, yeah, no, we're good. They were like, oh, this is what we known for.
But
like,
I do love those areas. We went to college on Beatty's Fort Road. That's where our college is.
I love it.
Okay, well, good for y'all. I'm happy for you. That's nice. I'm glad y'all like it.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's Michael. Yo, we the madhouse.
Yo!
Wake up in the morning, Philly.
Carolina's favorite way to wake up.
Wake up.
Wake me up early. No Limit Larry in the morning madhouse.
Wake up in the morning.
You're waking up.
On Power 98.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.